Feathers from My Nest by Beth Moore. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Brodman and Holman Publishers. Feathers from My Nest is read by Beth Moore.
Forward.
Today, my husband Kurt and I videotaped a birthday greeting for a friend who lives in another state. We're sending it to her party in place of us. At one point, I tried to review what we recorded, but Kurt saw the perplexed look on my face and quickly bounded over to the camera to rewind it himself. Thank goodness. We both feared I would accidentally erase everything we'd done. I don't have a lot of experience with video cameras. The Moores weren't much of a videotaping family. Mom and Dad never were the ones in the bleachers recording our volleyball games. My parents' entertainment center is not filled with carefully organized Christmas videos from 1982 to present, and we don't have a library of vacation videos. To my knowledge, the only thing we have on video are Mom's Bible studies and my wedding. Don't worry, we have plenty of photos, 90% of which were taken with disposable cameras from the grocery store. I don't blame my parents for our lack of home videos. After my high school photography class, I had one summer of being the self-appointed family photographer. My Pentax camera and I documented every glorious scene of our Colorado vacation. However, I quickly discovered that it's lonely behind the lens. I was constantly nagging my family members to, "Look this way! Smile! Oh, could you do that again?" Not to mention, one person is missing from every photo, me. Carrying the camera and the sole burden of catching those priceless moments on film were stealing my joy. From then on, I resolved to throw off every camera that hindered, and the camera straps are so easily entangled that experience with...